Yeah, and I don't even know if she's breeding dogs anymore. I could go look her up. But I honestly think this one that we got, she had a hard time giving her up. I think maybe her husband said, "No, you have too many dogs. You got to get rid of her," type of thing. Because she was very emotional when she gave us the dog. Like, usually breeders aren't like that, so usually there's a, they're pretty detached from it. But I think this one might have been the runt to the litter or something. I don't know. She took special care of it, but she didn't say any of that. But you could tell by the expressions on her face when I met her at I remember we met at like a truck stop or something because it was like halfway. They usually breeders are like out in the country somewhere. But yeah, I don't know if she's doing breeding them anymore. I haven't been really looking, so. But if anything, let's say something happens to my dog this year, and we have to put her down. It probably won't be until next year, if at the earliest, if we were to go for another dog. But it's a commitment because I remember you got to be around. If you get him as a puppy, you got to be like very active the first year to take care of him. Crate training, get them on a rhythm, get them on a schedule, and so I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, the Humane Society dogs, that's another option, and things like that.